long time. Jim Russell, here at Choke Shot Radio. A lot to talk about, a lot to talk about. So let's spread this out between this and my Anchor app. So I'll do most of the stuff on here, and then I will put some stuff on Anchor, and I even put some stuff on video. So, with that being said, I just want to discuss, you know, my experience in Mania. It's been a while since I've been on the air. I tried to do something with Anchor. It kept freaking bothering me. It kept hurting the entire WrestleMania weekend for whatever reason. The Wi-Fi, the reception, and even everything was just terrible. Excuse me. So with that being said, my experience in Mania, it was great. Big shout out to at Diego Suave, at Ralphie LV, Ralphie VZ. With that being said, it was a little bit different trip this year. I brought my wife down to New Orleans. She'd never been there. She liked it. She didn't get to do a lot of the stuff that she wanted to do, as always, because it's dominated by wrestling, whether it's meet and greets or Hall of Fame or whatever. I didn't do Hall of Fame, but or Access, whatever the case may be. But it was fun. It was fun. New Orleans is a fun town. Yes, it smells on Bourbon Street, but the fact that you could drink on the street and bar hop bar to bar was interesting. For someone like me who's allergic to seafood, however, it's very difficult to find a spot. I mean, a decent spot, at least. So every spot that I kept running into on Bourbon Street, everything was about seafood and crab and shrimp and this and that. I'm allergic to seafood, so I can't have any of that stuff. So it was very difficult finding a spot that we would both like because of my allergic reaction to seafood. So I'm only challenging my only pet peeve about New Orleans, but I love the city. I loved it in 2014. I loved it this time. The owner, Brad, very nice. Spirits of Bourbon, big shout out to those guys. They treated me well the day of the meet and greets with Mr. Kennedy and Will Foley and Tommy Dreamer, which I had already met 4 years ago in New Orleans. Ironically, I saw him a couple of times here at the Elks Lodge. But it was a great experience. I met Kenny Omega, one of the nicest guys on earth. He gave me a great shout out as far as wearing the Legend of Omega shirt, you know, which is a parody of the Legend of Zelda or whatever. Whatever the shirt is. So he was very happy about that. Interesting story about that. I was on the line. They said, if you don't have free tickets, you can't get in. And all of a sudden, I see my friend Jerry Malay. I can't even pronounce his last name. I was like, hey, can I cut in the line with you? Yeah, sure. So he'll move. So I actually have the full money because I spent it with some of the other wrestlers. Yeah, I'll spot you the $10. So he spotted me the $10. I was able to take the pick with Kenny Omega, the hottest independent wrestler outside of the WWE right now. And I think he's amazing. He did amazing with Jericho at Wrestle Kingdom. He's doing amazing with the Golden Lovers and that storyline. Of course, his six star matches, you could say, with Okada as well. So with that being said, it was great finally meeting Kenny Omega in person. And now, if he ever makes it, which I think he will, it's a matter of not if, but when he makes it to the WWE, at least I don't have to pay $200 for VIP meet and greet. I met him and had a great conversation with him in 30 seconds. So that's my Kenny Omega story. Now, with NXT, with the being 5 matches versus WrestleMania's 20 matches, NXT was a solid book show from top to bottom. Of course, it was very difficult for the women to follow up after that amazing ladder match. The right man won. Adam Cole is the perfect guy to be the first ever North American champ. And what I like about the North American champ is that when everyone came in, it would be straight for the NXT championship. But now with the North American championship, it allows that individual to be on weekly television, theoretically, on a week-to-week basis. So I love that. Love, love, love that. So, awesome ladder match. The women's match is okay. I really wasn't into it only because, not that I didn't want to, I had to step away, restroom and concession, but by the time I came back, the match was over. Tag match was great. And then, of course, the two main events was amazing. Aleister Black is your new NXT champion. And, of course, the storyline sold itself, the drama between Ciampa and Johnny Gargano. Johnny Gargano, to me, is like a junior Daniel Bryan. I think he's a guy, similar height, similar story. I think he'll do really well in the main roster eventually when his time comes. So I think NXT was amazing. And as far as WrestleMania, although aesthetically I like WrestleMania 33 better, And I did like the matches better this year, WrestleMania 34. I just did not like some of the decisions. I think that sometimes obvious is good when it comes to booking, and I felt that Roman Reigns, it should have been his time. I felt Nakamura could have had his time, but I understand the long-term booking there. Now looking at it, I guess hindsight 2020, I guess looking at it a couple of weeks later, I believe he'll do better if he wins a championship as a heel. I like it because SmackDown has no heels, and I think it'd be a great heel being obsessed with AJ Styles' testicles. So I would love to see the payoff there. So I understand that. Charlotte ending the streak, I didn't like that, but I do understand the motive there. The motive is that they want to make Charlotte look really strong and have her being able to go head to head with Ronda Rousey next year at WrestleMania 35. So I understand that. The Intercontinental, that was fine. Seth Rollins winning the tag with the Bulgin Brothers, on the squash, but we all know what that was. And then the whole thing with Braun Strowman and the kid, it was funny at the time, but looking back, you could have put anyone else in that spot, and they could have gotten an instant rub with Braun Strowman and basically co-main eventing WrestleMania, because that match was right before Lesnar Reigns. So interesting there, and it is interesting from what I read in the dirt sheets that leading up into WrestleMania, Roman Reigns was going to win the match, and then because of Brock Lesnar re-signing with the WWE. And it's crazy. I think he's getting like $500,000-$600,000 per match, and he's getting 80,000-some-odd per appearance. That's ridiculous. And he's still allowed to fight in the UFC. Wow, that's a freaking sweet deal. So as a result, I maybe even with mid match or right before the main event, I believe that was a decision to have Brock Lesnar retain the Universal Championship. But now looking ahead, I believe. In the Greatest Rumble, I'm going to talk about that in a little bit. I believe Roman Reigns will walk away champion. What they want to do is being able to do a big splash and being able that they signed a 10-year deal with Saudi Arabian Television and being able that they're fighting in a football stadium for the Greatest Rumble or a soccer stadium. They want to do something big. So that's my two takes. WrestleMania, I think the wrestling was a little bit better. I did not like some of the booking decisions. Obvious is good. If Nakamura and Reigns would have walked away as champs, I would have been fine with that. I would have been fine with that. But they did not go that route. And then Charlotte lost the championship 2 days later to Carmella on SmackDown, similar to Dolph Ziggler. And I get that. I get that. I guess they didn't want to ruin the moment between Charlotte and Asuka, and they wanted to create some type of moment on SmackDown. And Carmella cashed in her Money in the Bank. I thought that was great. I thought it was a good move. Very good move. Now you could have Charlotte chase the championship for a couple of months. You could eventually win it back, and eventually Ronda Rousey wins the Royal Rumble, and she fights Charlotte for the championship at WrestleMania 35. It's easier said than done. I believe a couple of things have to happen from now to then, but I think that's what's going to happen with WrestleMania, with that particular storyline. So that's my overall sense of WrestleMania. Great town, great host city. I wouldn't be upset if New Orleans hosts it, honestly, every couple of years. It's a perfect city to host it. Everything is walking distance for the most part. You have Bourbon Street. You have all the stuff you can do touristically. Everything is close. The convention center, the hotels, the actual Superdome, the Smoothie King Center. I honestly only took two Ubers. I took one Uber to get to my hotel, which I stayed at the Marriott, which is an excellent hotel to stay at on Canal Street, because I was 2 or 3 blocks from Bourbon Street. I was probably 15-20 minutes by foot from the Superdome, the same with the Smoothie King Center, about the same distance the other way with the convention center. I actually won $20 at Harrah's. So it's a perfect city. You have a casino, you have nightlife, you have a lot of hotels, you have everything walking distance, you could drink in the street. I mean, the only thing he doesn't have is theme parks like Orlando or a beach, but besides that, you could do all that other, the rest of the stuff you could do in New Orleans. It's fun town, very great Southern hospitality. Brad, big shout out to Brad, the owner of Spirits of Bourbon. Thank you for being hospitable and your staff, amazing staff. If you haven't tried the Resurrection from the Spirits of Bourbon, please try it. It's one of the great drinks on the Bourbon Strip. Big shout out to you guys. Absolute big shout out to you guys. Now, as far as the superstar shakeup, to me, some surprises. Like, the bar got shipped to SmackDown. Of course, you had Drew Galloway, aka Drew McIntyre, on Raw with Dolph Ziggler. I thought it was great Charlotte stayed on SmackDown. Asuka's now on SmackDown, which is a good move. Because now you could even have an Asuka Charlotte too for SummerSlam. You could tease that. And even if Asuka wins that bout, I don't think it hurts Charlotte's stock because she ended the streak and you could still book her strong against Ronda Rousey next year. Of course, what I loved, Bobby Lashley debuting on Monday, the night after WrestleMania. Then, of course, you have Drew McIntyre, Dolph Ziggler now. They kind of remind me of a modern-day dudes with attitude. I love that. I love that. I thought it was good. I thought it was a good shakeup. I think now SmackDown, to me, it seems like SmackDown is back to its basics of the wrestling because you have Daniel Bryan, AJ Styles, Nakamura, right? You also have Samoa Joe, so the possibility of combination of matches is endless. And I know they gave away AJ Styles and Daniel Bryan soon, and I don't think they should have done that, but I think they wanted to create a big buzz for the SmackDown after WrestleMania. But I think somewhere down the line, we could definitely see a long program and a great match in itself, AJ Styles against Daniel Bryan. So I love it. And Samoa Joe, hopefully he's back. You know, hopefully his problem has been he has been injury prone, so we'll see what happens there. I love that Anderson and Gallows are on SmackDown. They can unite with AJ Styles at some point and have some sort of club. I wanted Finn Balor on SmackDown, but he stayed on Raw. Seth Rollins stayed on Raw. I love the fact that Jeff Hardy was drafted to Raw, won the championship of Mahal, and then was drafted to SmackDown the day after. That was great. And then I actually had a match with Shelton Benjamin, and what I found out from the internet was that they actually fought 10 years ago on SmackDown. Wow. That was great. That was great that they kept, they have the United States on that show. I love how, of course, AJ Styles remained on SmackDown. And I think it's great, man. I think you could build a lot with Nakamura, AJ Styles, Samoa Joe, and then you're Bryan alone. Plus, you have The Miz. You have that organic storyline, that borderline realism between Daniel Bryan and The Miz, which you could have that storyline culminate at SummerSlam in a match in Brooklyn. And SummerSlam being the second biggest event of the year, I think you could do a lot of great bookings with that. With that alone, you could have Daniel Bryan and The Miz alone. You could even do Samoa Joe, AJ Styles, or Samoa Joe, Nakamura, however you want to do it, or the three against each other. There's a lot of different possibilities that you could do there. So I'm very excited with what SmackDown. And then, of course, you have The Bar, Anderson Gallows, the Bulging Brothers. The Usos remain on the show. The New Day remain on SmackDown. So with that being said, SmackDown is deep. It went from being, very hollow, very shallow as far as the tag division to being a very strong division. And it seems like Raw has been the weaker of the two. But I believe Raw will be good because you still have the Revival on Raw. You have Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt, which I think they're going to win the championships at the Greatest Rumble. Because if the Bar is on drafted to SmackDown, they're not going to win the titles and have two tag titles on the show. So logical booking is going to tell me that Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt are going to win the championships. And I believe I could see Bray Wyatt down the line turning on Matt Hardy and then having a great evil program where Bray Wyatt buries Matt Hardy. Or I could even see down the line having a tag team deletion. I could see that happening, similar to what they did in Impact Wrestling. So I'm very excited with the direction of both Raw and SmackDown. And of course on Raw, of course you still have Rousey. Big shakeup. Now you have the Riott Squad, right? I think Sonya Deville and Mandy Sachs, Mandy Rose got that shipped to SmackDown. But you have the Riott Squad. You have, of course, Sasha and Bayley. You have Ronda Rousey. So there's a lot of different possibilities you could do there. And then, of course, you still have, for main eventers, you have Brock Lesnar still, Roman Reigns still, Seth Rollins still. You have Finn Balor still. Who else you have? You have Bobby Lashley. So there's so many great possibilities. And finally, some new matches still. Even with Bobby Lashley being there, you can see Lashley Lesnar, Lashley Reigns, Lashley Rollins, a lot of great combinations that could occur as a result of the shakeup. Of course, you have Cien Almas now on SmackDown. So he's another guy. Maybe not the main event right away, but you could definitely see him compete for the United States Championship along with Zelina Vega, rightfully so, deserves a top. You have Drew McIntyre, who you could experiment in the main event and have him in the main event scene. You have him against Reigns, him against Rollins, him, you know, there's a lot of different possibilities there. So I love the shakeup. I love the fact that the NXT guys were called up as well. Sanity's on SmackDown. Although they did not come out, they did, you know, announce them. And Nikki Cross, from what I read, is not going to be called up right away because with the Iconics being on SmackDown and with basically Ember Moon being called up to Raw as well. Wow. So there's a lot of combinations there. With NXT being gutted, I think they're going to keep her down and have her as a suitable opponent for Shayna Baszler with the Queen of Spades. So it's great. I think it's great, man. It was about time because we were seeing a repetitive of the same matches. Of course, you have Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn on Raw now. So that's great. That's another two main eventers added to the scene. So I think it's really balanced. I think it's really balanced. And I think SmackDown will be a great wrestling show, simple storylines. And I think Raw will be about the storyline. Of course, you have the Ronda Rousey storyline, which I don't think that's over, between the Authority and Rousey. And then, of course, you have the whole controversy between Reigns and Lesnar, busting them open, this and that, which I expect Reigns to win at the Greatest Rumble. And then, of course, you have Rollins in the IC mix. You have Finn Balor in the IC mix. You have Drew McIntyre, Dolph Ziggler, which I think now being paired with Drew McIntyre, he could go places. He could go a lot of places, Dolph Ziggler. So I love the shakeup. I love it. New matches, fresh matches, balanced brands. And co-branded pay-per-views starting from Backlash going forward. So each one will easily be 4 hours, but it's fine with me. As long as we get some great wrestling and great consistent storylines, we'll find interesting time. Because usually the spring post-WrestleMania is when they experiment with these stupid storylines and everything. I don't want to say dead, but you don't get the great storylines up until SummerSlam season. But actually, this is pretty interesting now. You have the Greatest Rumble, you have Saudi Arabia, which they signed a Saudi Arabia TV 10-year deal. So what they want to do is create a splash, and Saudi Arabia, I think recently also, is allowing Western civilization movies. So with that being said, they're going to build over a 5 to 10-year span movies all throughout Saudi Arabia. So they're allowing the Western culture. So what does that mean? Saudi Arabia is an untapped market for money. So with a lot of oil, with a lot of people rich, with a lot of economy, of course the WWE is going to be in the forefront of that. And with that being said, they're going to be able to expand and have subscriptions to the network. And what do they do? So they're going to have a great event, the Greatest Rumble, have the biggest Rumble ever, almost all championships to be decided. And what better way to do that than to have Roman Reigns beat Brock Lesnar in a steel cage? He doesn't even have to pin him. That's the beauty of it. He could handcuff him to the cage and then run out the front door and become champion. It is a easy booking. It doesn't, you know, from a traditional booking standpoint, it doesn't make Lesnar look weak. It doesn't make Reigns look weak. It's an easy way to do it. So I could see that. Nakamura and AJ, I don't want to see a hot potato of the championships, but I could see Nakamura pulling up an upset against AJ Styles in the Greatest Rumble. Or I could see, I don't want to say Backlash, but maybe down the road, I could see Nakamura finally winning the championship there. As far as the mid-card championship, Jeff Hardy, I think, is fighting Mahal in the return bout. I don't care there. I do care about the ladder match. It'll be interesting to see if Seth Rollins could walk out of Saudi Arabia as a champion. If Samoa Joe was to win the championship and bring it to SmackDown, which I really doubt, that could happen. And then, of course, you have the Cruiserweight Championship. I don't know if it's going to be Buddy. I haven't been really watching consistently, but I know Cedric Alexander is in action with that. And, of course, you have Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt against the Bar, which I expect Matt Hardy and Wyatt to win to maintain those belts on SmackDown. And the Bulgin Brothers are going to fight the Usos at the Greatest Rumble. So that would be an interesting matchup there. I think they're a great team. I think they're an awesome team. So we'll see what happens with the tag. And then, of course, the women's championships, I don't think they're defended. I think there's a whole controversy with that. I don't think they don't respect women. Or I don't want to get into political, but for whatever reason, the women are left off the card. I think little by little, we're trying to accept Western civilization things. And I know the women fought the last time in Saudi Arabia, but for whatever reason, they're being kept off the card here. I believe I even saw Mandy Rose on her way home. She's not even going to Saudi Arabia. I guess to avoid controversy there. So, it'll be interesting, man. You're going to still have some great title matches. And I believe you have the 50-man Rumble. What is a payoff? Who knows? They should announce some sort of payoff, whether it's number one contender at SummerSlam or number one contender Money in the Bank. At least it'll make it somewhat interesting. I know back in the day there was Rumble with no payoff, but I guess I'm spoiled and I expect some sort of payoff for the winner. But I do like it. It's basically a mini WrestleMania, two in less than a month. I actually like the card better than WrestleMania. No disrespect to the women. I just felt, you have John Cena, Triple H as well. That's like a mega match in itself. I'm not going to talk about his breakup, so don't worry about that. John Cena, Triple H. Of course, you have all the title matches I just mentioned, and plus the 50-man Rumble. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. Last but not least, I'm going to give a shout-out to my boys, Freddie Marks, a.k.a. Nuomo, Joel Arroyo, a.k.a. EC Negro, Orlando Fernandez, I believe his name, Peter Romanski, Pinky Sanchez. If I miss anyone, I apologize, but great job. I couldn't make it. I was scheduled to be there. I just couldn't make it. I was just tired. I just had a long work week. I couldn't make it. So now you create. I apologize on Friday. But great shout out to you guys. I went to your first show, the COD show. Excellent show. From what I saw online, amazing show. And I'm gonna support you guys. God willing, I'll be there June 3rd. With the if something pops up, obviously I can't be there. I do have a 2-year-old. But besides that, I'm going to support you guys June 3rd. I'll put you guys over. Putting you guys over now. Great job. The Hired Hand Miguel came back by EC Negro's side. So it's a great storyline in itself. So we'll see what happens there. So big shout out to you guys. Now You Create Wrestling. Attend their show June 3rd for more tickets. Please see Freddie Marks on Facebook or check out their Instagram, Twitter, and contact information. Alright, it's been a pleasure, guys. We spoke about my experience in Mania, my experience with my boys, meeting with Kenny Omega, NXT with Kenny. We spoke a little bit about the shake-up and overview. I didn't get into the list, per se. We spoke about the Greatest Rumble, and why it's really understand, and I explained to you the business perspective of it. Alright, take care, people.